This is the brief on the legal and medical fallout of unregulated AI. As AI crashes into our courtrooms and therapy sessions, recent rulings and a UN report prove these tools are way less private and controllable than we thought. First, let's talk about control. A UN panel just confirmed there's literally no technical guarantee an AI will follow instructions. Courts are definitely catching on. In a New York case, a judge ruled a defendant's chats with the AI Claude are legally discoverable. Why? Well, a bot isn't a licensed lawyer, and its policy openly shares data. Lawyers, you've got to warn clients in writing that AI just doesn't keep secrets. If we start treating chatbots like public postcards instead of private diaries, how do we protect ourselves? Second, this privacy trap is infiltrating mental health care. A survey shows 35% of psychologists have clients using chatbots for a second opinion. But crucially, 97% of these pros are terrified these unregulated machines actually reinforce the exact illusions they're trying to cure. If tech companies insist bots are harmless, why are therapists constantly having to clean up the AI's mess? Finally, these risks demand one specific solution: putting humans back in charge. Experts now require continuous human supervision for all AI interactions. Companies like Jiminy Health lead this with tools like Sage, which only work under a licensed clinician's watchful eye. The real moat isn't the AI itself. It's a structure where the machine drafts the notes, but the human actually signs the check. Ultimately, until we can guarantee these systems follow the rules, the only safe way to use AI is ensuring a real human remains fully accountable.